We continue our learning Le'ilu. Nishmas Tavi B'Menachem Rishim Cham Yaakov B'Menachos Le'o. We are in Shkol in Perakhes, Mishnah Beis. Previous Mishnah, we spoke about saliva that's found in Yushalayim. What's its status, the being tar or tamei? Now we're going to discuss kelim. Kol ha-kelim ha-nimtzayim Yushalayim. All kelim found in Yushalayim. So it depends on where you found the kli. Was it on the way down to the mikvah? Or on the path on the way down to the mikvah? Or on the path on the way back up from the mikvah? So derech, you read leveis ha-tevila tamei. On the way down, on the path down to the beis ha-tevila to the mikvah, you assume that tamei. They fell from someone. They were tamei. That's where they went on the way down to the mikvah and had not been immersed yet. Derech aliyah, on the path on the way up to Horin. And the Mishnah explains why. Shelo b'derech yiridasan aliyasan. Divrei Rabbi Meir explains that because there was a different path, in order not to have the tummy and the tahor vessels next to each other, there was a path the way down to the mikvah. You didn't come back up the same way. So therefore, if you found a kli on the path on the way up from the mikvah, you can assume that it's going to be tahor. The Rambam learns the Mishnah. It's not the derech yirida, but it's the way the kli was placed. The way a kli is placed before it goes to the mikvah is different than the way it's placed after the mikvah. Let's say one's upside down, one's right side up. So that's the way he understood the Mishnah, but most Rishonim assume that it's the derech, it's on the path on the way down versus the way up. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Omer, not true, kulon tahorim. When it comes to the city of Yushalayim, all kelim found in Yushalayim, even in the derech yirida to the Beis HaTfila, have the status of being tor. The Chachamim did not make a gzeira on a suffek kli Yushalayim in the same way they made the gzeira in other cities. This is Rabbi Yossi's opinion, but there's an exception. Kulon tahorim chutz min hasal, a basket, v'amagreif for the shovel, v'hamaritza, and the spade, hamiyuchad in lakvaros, that are designated for graves. What was the sal? So we know people would, we have this in Mishnayos several places, people would bury the body in a temporary grave, and only after it decomposed would they take the bones and then bring it back to the ancestral cemetery and burial plots. So at that time, they would take the bones and put them in a sal, in a special basket. And they would use a magrafe for a shovel. If they had to shovel, the bones would happen to be scattered. The spade was used for the stones. In order to chop, to cut the stones. So, and also for the Beis HaKvaros. So these three kelim, because they're designated for Tumah, obviously would have the status of Tumah even in the city of Yerushalayim. Perekhes Mishnah Gimel. Now we're going to discuss the halacha regarding a kli for kachim, for karbanos. And regarding karbanos, we'll see we're more strict and required tevila in many cases. Sakin, you have to find a knife shenimtzeis barbasar on the 14th of Nisan. So you want to use the knife to shecht your korban pesach. Do I have to assume that this is tamei and have to bring it to the mikvah? Says the Mishnah, no. Sakin shenimtzeis barbasar shochei ba miyad. You'll have to shecht with it immediately the korban pesach and other korbanos for that matter on that day. We assume, because of all the people who are around for the regalim, we assume that there's no way an aveda would be staying around for a long period of time. Someone must have found it if it had been there, and therefore, if something would drop and you find it, you can assume that it dropped today. And if it dropped today, then we assume the baal brought it up to the mikveh yesterday, so that it would be tahor with harev shemesh. Remember, you put the kli in the mikvah, and then you have to wait till the sun sets. So we assume that he brought it to the mikvah on Yud Gimel on the 13th of Nisan. He knows he needs to use it for Pesach, for the Korban Pesach on Yud Dalet. So he brought it to the mikvah on, you have to bring it on the day before, so that it has tahor in the mikvah, and then it has harev shemesh, so that it's ready for Yud Dalet. So therefore, we assume it's fine. You can shech with it today on your dalet. Bishloshasar, but if you found the knife on the 13th of Nisan, shone umat bil. You have to literally repeat. You have to put it back into the mikvah. You have to assume that it's tamei misafik, which means, even though you'll say, hold on, maybe the owner put it in the mikvah already. Now the person who finds it has to put it in the mikvah misafek. Why? Since there is time. And remember, it's the 13th now, where you found it. So there is time still for the owner to have brought this to the mikvah. So maybe he hasn't brought it to the mikvah yet. It's still daytime. He could potentially bring it to the mikvah and then wait for Harav Shemesh. So we're afraid that he hasn't brought it to the mikvah yet. You found this knife maybe before it became tahor. So you have to assume that it was not in the mikvah. You'll say, what happened? According to Rabbi Yossi in the previous Mishnah, did we not make a gezeira? Did we not say that there was no gezeira on Safek Kelim Yerushalayim? So the answer is, because of the Chumrah of Karbanos of Kachim, they require tevila on this knife. So on the 14th, use it right away. If on the 13th you find it, put it in the mikvah. The kofitz, what about a meat cleaver? This is not typically used for shechting an animal. This is what's used to chop up meat and bones. Vein bazeh, shone umatpil. Whether you find it on the 13th or even if you find it on the 14th, you have to be back in the mikvah. Why? Since the kofitz is not v'shchita, but it's used to chop the bones, to cut the bones and the meat. So maybe we're afraid it's tamea. And what did the Baal do? He brought it out and he dropped it, he lost it, but he brought it out to put it in the mikvah on the 14th. Why? To use it on the holiday, to use it on the chag for all the animals that he's going to be chopping up and eating. And he realizes that he has plenty of time on Erev Pesach to put it in the mikveh. He doesn't need it for Erev Pesach. It's not a sakin. It's not a shechita knife. It's a chopping up meat. And therefore, it's something he would need maybe for the chag, for the 15th, the 16th. So if it's still the 14th, he has time to put it in the mikveh, wait for Harav Shemesh. And therefore, we're afraid you find it today on the 14th. We're afraid that it was not in the mikvah. Shona umatbil, you got to put it in the mikvah just in case. That's when it comes to this hatchet, to this meat cleaver. Now, the Gemara in Bavli on Ayin Amar Aleph and Maseches Pesachim asks, hold on 1 second. Hatchet, this kofitz, the meat cleaver, could have been used for the Karban Chagiga. Remember the Chagiga Yudalid that was brought on the 14th of Nisan so that you would eat the Karban Pesach al Hasova, so that there is an issur of cutting the bones, of chopping the bones, Shvira Setzim on the Karban Pesach. But there is no issur on the Karban Chagiga. So maybe the person put it in the mikvah already because he wants to use it to chop up his Karban Chagiga in order to eat that. Why don't we stay, assume that it was already in the mikvah yesterday on the 13th for Harav Shemesh, so he can use it on the 14th for the limbs and the bones of the Chagigas Yudal that he's going to eat before the Karban Pesach, which he could use this meat cleaver for. So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. Because the Mishnah is dealing with the following wild case. It's where the Nasi was deathly ill on the 13th of Nisan. He's a goses. Now, what would happen? Well, if he dies now, the whole tzibur is going to be tamei meis, because there's a mitzvah on every Jew to be involved in the kvura. We have halachas shulchan aruch like this about kriya and kvura for the nasi. Everyone has to be involved, and therefore, since everyone's going to be involved, rov of the tzibur, the whole tzibur will be tamei, and you're going to bring the karma pesach with betumah. And if that's true, you don't have to be matayer the kalim. So a sakin that's waiting for shchitas karban pesach. So wait, hold on. If that's the case, so maybe I have to worry about sakin also is tamei. People thinking, well, I don't have to put it in the mikveh anyway. The nasi may die. So the answer is no. There's only one suffix. What's the suffix? Maybe the nasi will die and we'll do the pesach betumah. Person's not going to refrain from putting the knife in the mikvah because of that suffix, because maybe the nasi will die tomorrow and the pesach has to be done batara, and I'm not going to have a knife that went to the mikvah. The knife will go to the mikvah, and therefore you can assume you find a knife on the 14th. You don't have to worry about it. You can assume it went to the mikvah. That's okay, good. The chazakah that was brought to the mikvah yesterday. But by the kofitz, by the meat cleaver, there's an extra suffix. Number one, maybe the nasi will die and we'll do the karban pesach betumah, and I won't be bringing a karban chagiga, because you don't bring a karban chagiga when you do karban pesach betumah. Only karban pesach is doche the tumah, so I won't need a kofitz at all on the 14th, because I'm not bringing a chagiga, and I'm certainly not using the kofitz of my karban pesach. That's suffix number one. That maybe once again the Nasi is going to die. Pesach is going to be betuma. I won't bring a Karban Chagiga there for the Chagigos Yedalin, and I won't need a kofitz. Or B, another suffix, even if the Nasi doesn't die, maybe I'll have a very small chabura for the Karban Pesach. Plenty of food for everybody. I'll be able to eat my last kezias a la sova. When I'm full, it'll be dessert. I won't even need a chagigos yedalin. That being the case, that's a second reason why I wouldn't need a chagigos yedalin. Two sfeikos, and therefore, the chances are, there's a good chance I won't need my kofitz at all, and that's why for the chagigos yedalin, and that's why a kofitz that you find on the 14th, there's a chazaka that it was not brought to mikvah by its owner, because of these two sfeikos, and that's why you have to put it in the mikvah when you find it not only on the 13th, but even on the 14th. Chol arbas or lios b'shabbos. Let's say the 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, where I know I'm allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on that Shabbos and shecht it. Shochei ba miyad. Even if you find a kofitz, a meat cleaver, you're allowed to shecht with it right away and assume it's tahor. Why? Since you can't bring kalim to the mikvah on Shabbos, there's a chazaka that the owner brought all the kalim to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos on the 13th. Aye, but you don't bring the chagiga on when the 14th falls out on Shabbos. So what would I need a kofitz for? Because I can't break the bones of a Korban Pesach, and I'm not bringing a chagiga. Ah, we still assume that he brought it to the mikvah before Shabbos on the 13th. Remember, the 14th is Erev Pesach at Shabbos. He brought it on the 13th because he's going to use it on the 15th. He's going to need it for, let's say, the Korban Chagiga, not the Chagiga Sidala, but the regular Korban Chagiga of the holiday on the 15th. And I, the Mishnah says, Shochet Bamiyad, Shochet a Kofitz I don't use for Shchita, I use it for chopping meat and bones. Nonetheless, if you really need it for Shchita, you could use it, so we use the word Shchita. B'chamishasar, if you find the kofitz on the 15th of Nisan, which is the first day of Pesach, shochet b'miyad, you can shech the korbanos hachag for the same reason we gave before, which is since it's also to bring kalim to the mikvah on Yontif, you obviously brought it to the mikvah before Yontif. So nimtzeis, let's say you find the kofitz kishura lasakin, it's tied to the knife, harezu kisakin. Then it's like the knife. And therefore, even if you find it on the 14th of Nisan, that's a weekday, you can use it immediately, because we assume that they put the kofitz in the mikvah together with the sakin in the mikvah on the 13th, since they're tied together.